Doncaster bin worker say, Saxo's, stop rubbish cuts. Alistair Tice. Doncaster bin workers, members of Unite the Union, employed by multinational private contractor SUS, were set to begin the first of two lots of 5 days of strike action on Wednesday, the 23rd of August. The Unite members voted 89% for strike action after SUS only offered a 2% pay rise, but conditional on the removal of guaranteed overtime, which means most workers won't get any pay rise. But a day before the strike was set to begin, it was called off following a new offer of a £1 an hour pay rise. SUS, who have just had their waste recycling and recovery contract extended by 8 years by Doncaster's Labour Council, have announced that they will halve the workforce by October, making over 100 redundancies. Unite is holding another industrial action ballot against these job losses. Because of the job cuts, SUS are proposing a big cut in refuse services. Household collections will be reduced from 5 to 4 days a week, medical waste and licensed asbestos removal is being ended, and green waste removal reduced. The union has warned of the threat of dirty Donny as SUS crisis deepens. Unite members took strike action last year against management bullying and victimization. SUS know that this strike will be solid, so now they are trying to recruit scabs. AIM Recruit Limited, who already supplies SUS with agency workers, have been caught advertising for loaders immediately available. This work is to cover industrial action and the workers will need to cross a picket line. It's bad enough that Doncaster Labour Council privatised waste management services, even worse that it's extended the contract of a job and service-cutting multinational that is hiring strike-breaking scabs. This should be the final straw. Socialists and trade unionists in Doncaster are demanding that the council sack SUS and bring the contract back in-house. This article was updated on the 22nd of August 17. This version of this article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 21st of August 2017, and may vary slightly from the version subsequently printed in the Socialist.